Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
It's time for speed jokes. Speed jokes.
Sponsored by Team Hochberg.
Thank you, David.
Maybe you won't thank him. Here we go. Two conspiracy theorists walk into a bar. You can't tell me that's a coincidence. I went to the library yesterday and asked for a book on turtles. The lady said hardback. I said yes, and they have little wrinkled heads. You know, at the beginning of this pandemic, I resolved to lose 10 pounds, and I am happy to report that I only have 15 more to go. Who's coming with me on that?
I'm there.
I do not.
COVID-19.
Thanks for the donuts this morning, by the way.
I know. Brenda said to me the other day, she goes, our scale doesn't work. Literally, it's not working. And I said, hooray. I'm like, we do not want to get a working scale right now. A magician was driving down the street and then turned into a driveway.
Poof.
What do you call a rhyming chicken? That's poultry in motion. What do you call a vegetarian Viking? That's a Norwegian. My wife and I can never agree on vacations. I want to go to exotic islands. She wants to come with me. That's a husband-wife joke. It has nothing to do with you, Brenda. I love you very much. That's just a joke on the radio. I broke quarantine yesterday to get a seaweed wrap at the spa. I just couldn't help myself. Hey, Dave Bennett.
Yes, John.
How much did it cost the pirate to get his ears pierced?
I've got it, but I feel bad because I was late to the party here. So you said Grzanich has it.
Well, I don't know that he does.
Yeah, Steve, I do. I had it almost immediately.
I have it too.
On the count of three, hey, guys, how much did it cost the pirate to get his ears pierced? One, two, three.
A buccaneer.
Buccaneer.
This is strange. A man went to the hospital with six horses up his rear end. The doctors have described his condition as stable.
How many horses again?
It's a stretch.
It was delayed. Did you hear Steve Bertrand laugh in the background? A delayed reaction.
There, you think you'd notice after the first one, but the guy had six of them up there, and said his condition is stable. Bill Harriet sent us this one. He says it's actually from Jeff Hoover at WGN-TV, who tweeted this one out last year. Every night a doctor stops at his local tavern to have an almond daiquiri before he goes home. One night, Dick, the bartender, was out of almonds, so he substituted hickory nuts and served the doctor his drink. The doctor took one sip and said, "Is this a walnut daiquiri, Dick?" And the bartender replied, "No, it's a hickory daiquiri, Doc." It's a hickory daiquiri, Doc.
That took a lot of thinking.
Is this a walnut daiquiri? Frankly, is this a walnut daiquiri, Dick? It's just a fun thing to say. Mm-hmm. And then the bonus is, no, it's a hickory daiquiri, Doc. That concludes today's speed jokes.